You know what presidential is? They're calling your names and you're standing here like this. I'm the president. I should not fight back. In the meantime, you get your ass kicked, okay? I have a feeling that the great Bobby Knight would fight back like I did. Don't we have that feeling?
Oh, God. Where Bobby Knight was talking about, you know what's great about Truman is he dropped a bomb. He killed all those Japs. It was great. Oh, no. Don't say nuclear war in the middle of a camp. I have Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Have you ever, I'm not asking you to be partisan here. I'm just asking you, have you ever heard anybody on a campaign speech talk about the benefits of thermonuclear war? Hold on a second. Something happened here.
Common phrase.
Yeah.
It's not a common thing heard on the campaign trail.
No.
But, you know, this year is not common.
No, it is. I would say that's pretty accurate. All right. So what do we make of this poll that says, I think it's the Marist poll, right? That's got Trump up by 10-12% in Indiana going into tomorrow. The Real Clear Politics average has him up by a couple points, but winning. I mean, if he does, he wins. This thing is over, isn't it?
You know, a lot of people are looking at it that way. I think it's just a momentum thing, Ro. It's like, you know, if Cruz can't hold Indiana, a state that looks, you know, like it lines up for him, and Governor Pence of Indiana endorses him, and he's been parked there for almost 2 weeks, and he has 10 events today. If he can't pull that out, a lot of people are going to say, where does he get the delegates to stop Trump from the majority, 1237? And you just start doing the math, and Trump would need about, you know, 45% roughly of the remaining delegates on the table, and that is definitely doable.
Brett, Richard Rowe from WGN, Good Day Chicago, Chicago Sun Times, and my own app.
I've got
a question for you, my friend.
It was funny.
I found it interesting, too, that Trump said that never in history has somebody with no chance of winning had a vice presidential named a candidate. I'm like, he apparently forgot about the immortal Perot-Stockdale ticket, not to mention LaRouche and Dempsey. But beyond that, let's say Donald Trump romps tomorrow, Brett Baer. What does Ted Cruz then do?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on him, and even inside the party there'll be some pressure to say, you know, there has to be a unifying of the party. But I think that Cruz is going to fight on. I mean, I have a feeling this is going to go all the way to June 7th in California until it's no longer possible for him to stop Trump from getting the nomination on the first ballot. I mean, that's the whole game here. If he can get to 1237... there is no second ballot. It doesn't matter whether Trump has all of these delegates in Trump. I mean, Cruz has all these delegates in Trump delegate positions. It doesn't matter because they never will get that chance. They'd be bound to vote for Trump. So it becomes not an issue. The contested convention goes away.
Well, then I guess the question is, what happens to Kasich? Does Kasich then get forced to get out? And I don't think he wants to get out because this idea that at a contested convention, it appears that the whole thing is really about, for Kasich, the only reason he stays in is because he has come up with a theory about how he can become the nominee at a contested convention, even though he's got like 200 delegates or whatever it is. You know, so
yeah, I mean, he has fewer delegates than Rubio.
Right.
There's a slogan right there for the side of the bus.
Yeah. The guy who's been out for several weeks has more delegates than me.
Yeah.
That doesn't fit on a bumper sticker.
Now,
I think he's going to stick around because he is playing for the guy that is more establishment on the third, fourth ballot if Trump doesn't get there. Listen, you look at the states that are remaining, and there are several that line up for Cruz. There are a few that line up for Kasich, Oregon being one of them, New Mexico maybe. But what happens is momentum has its own thing, you know, I mean, and people start saying, okay, this thing's over, and they start just voting to get it over with. And we'll see if that holds.
All right, Congressman Adam Kinzinger from the Northern District of the Rokan State is here. And
I just like appeared here.
Yeah, we've got a fourth. Let's hit the links, guys.
That's exactly right. Brett, I think finally we found two guys. We got two guys we can actually take finally in golf. But so do you think, what is your thought on that?
Well, look, I don't. I think my biggest question. Look, I think Trump personally is, you know, if he wins Indiana, it's probably over, as everybody's saying. If he doesn't, then I mean, Cruz still has to kind of run the table on all these other states. But my big question is, you know, is there any legs to this idea of a third party? Is that even possible? And what happens to the so-called Never Trump movement, of which I'm not officially part of, but I'm at the I could never see how I get to Trump yet movement. If that counts.
You're not even at a hashtag eventually Trump?
Nah, I don't know. That's tough. Maybe one shy of that one.
Well, I think
maybe if he starts talking sane, I could be there.
But can't, I mean, I guess that's really the question. You know, we keep hearing about this pivot moment with Paul Manafort. And obviously, if there is going to be a pivot moment, it'll be very interesting. It's probably something is going to have to happen on or around that interview with Megyn Kelly that's going to be on the Fox mothership station. It's not even going to be on Fox News Channel. There'll be pieces of it on Fox News Channel, but it's going to be also on, you know, Fox, the Fox 32 here in Chicago.
Yeah, right.
So
I'm just got my fingers crossed for a proposal. I'm hoping for a proposal. I know it's a long shot with them both being married and all, but still.
Oh God, it wouldn't stop him.
It's not without out of the Trump realm. Even,
yeah. You know? But I mean, is there? I mean, are you hearing? Are you guys hearing that there is this transition, this pivot that he's going to make still?
I think there is going to be some pivot, but it may not be what everybody thinks, that he's going to suddenly be just all serious on the stump. I think he may roll out some other wise men that have agreed to be potentially in his administration, in which to calm the fears of Congressman Kitzinger and others. I think that there may be a list of Supreme Court nominees that he will only name from this list. And people will say, that's a lot better than Hillary Clinton. And I think he's going to start to do some things ahead of the convention that will try to get the rest of the establishment on board.
All right.
Can I just say very quickly, and I know Brett doesn't worry about the numbers because he's very successful and he's all about the show and the content. But, Brett, I say to you, my friend, I say unto you, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, one-on-one, you moderating 30 million viewers for the Fox News Channel. You can bank it right here. You'll remind me of this come late summer. 30 million viewers.
There's going to be three presidential debates and one vice presidential debate put on by the debate commission, and every network covers it. So
30 million for Fox News Channel.
If I'm one of those moderators, I think you're talking north of 100 million.
All together.
How do we get you? How do we get you that gig? What do we do about
how does Brett,
that?
I mean, I know you guys have pull.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, because you know what? The one thing Trump loves is me and Kinzinger. Those are the two guys.
Brett, you might not have to go on this show. I say Brett for sure, and then Michael Strahan for sure gets the second one because he gets every job. And then the third one's up for grabs.
I'm going to introduce a bill for this.
Yeah.
All right. Brett, thank you very much, sir.
We'll see you guys.
All right. Go to work. Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. All right, we'll talk more with the congressman who is here in the studio with us, and about exactly what does this mean? What could possibly go right here? What could possibly go right?